This goes to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-O-N, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-9360. And Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Darwin Peska, P-E-S-K-A. Date of birth, June 4th of 1940. Dear Ms. Jensen and Dr. Krepostman, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Peska with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, COPD, obesity, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. His last visit was September 29th, 2025. His biggest complaint is having extreme shortness of breath with exertion that requires him to sit down and rest. And it takes a while for that to resolve before he can actually get up and continue doing whatever activity he had started. He's also put on 16 pounds in the last 7 months. He denies any orthopnea or PND, so he is sleeping well, he believes. He does have benign prostatic hypertrophy, so it takes Flomax, and that has been helping, he believes. And no recent hospitalizations or procedures have been done since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no palpitations. He's not sure when he has the atrial fib. He does not tend to feel it, he states. And no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No current edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight the Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day, Paceron 200 milligram daily, Bisoprolol 2.5 milligram daily. Also Lyrica, vitamin D, Lipitor, Tylenol if needed for pain, cinnamon. Physical exam, weight is 294 pounds, pulse is 68, blood pressure is 110 over 60, and oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular today, very distant sounds due to body size. Abdomen, no ascites, no major edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 8th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.98, estimated GFR is 32. This is a stable level. That creatinine levels do fluctuate. Calcium 9.0, sodium 137, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 26, albumin 3.8, phosphorus 3.8. Hemoglobin is 14.2, normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, COPD. He does have the severe dyspnea on exertion, but I suspect that is more cardiac in nature by the description. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. He is anticoagulated with Eliquis and also on the Paceron, and he appears to be in sinus rhythm today. He will be following up with Dr. Krepostman within the next few months. He'll be talking with him about the shortness of breath on exertion that seems to be getting worse. He will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.